NPR's Cokey Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
With all the dismal news from the Middle East, the Bush administration has been struggling to articulate a policy. What's going on in the White House?
Well, of course, nobody's in the White House. The president's in Crawford, Texas, and despite the fact that he's been teleconferencing with his National Security Council, there is a certain incoherence to the U.S. policy. You've just heard Julie say that the president strongly supported Israel's side in his somewhat unexpected statements from the Crawford Ranch on Saturday. That coming at the same time that the United States was voting for U.N. resolutions that Israel didn't like. So it's very unclear exactly what the administration is up to here. The president did say on Saturday that Israel has to understand that there will be a peaceful resolution to this, that implying that there should not be all-out war, and he has left General Anthony Zinni in the region. But he didn't just call on Arafat to denounce the terrorists in Arabic, but he really strongly condemned Arafat, called on the other nations in the region to get behind a coalition against terror. And that apparently there are some people in the administration who are upset about that, people who are trying to woo Arab states in order to continue the U.S. war against terrorism. But the president repeated his statements about Arafat over and over again on Saturday.
Why do you think the president spoke so strongly for Israel?
Well, it's interesting. Israel has been very smart, Sharon in particular, about framing this situation that they are in very similar terms as the president framed all of his post-September 11th statements about a war on terrorism. You just heard in Julie McCarthy's report Sharon's statement yesterday saying you can't abide suicide bombers, whether they be in Israel or attacking the Twin Towers. So that there is a certain sort of internal logic to what the Israelis are saying compared to what the president has done of waging a war on terror from this country. In fact, the Israelis keep using the same words. They say they're getting at the infrastructure of terrorism in Ramallah in the same way that the president said he was getting at the infrastructure of terrorism in Afghanistan. And the Israelis say this is not a war on Palestinians, but a war on terrorism, in the same way that the president said after September 11th, this is not a war on Muslims, it's a war on terrorism. So I think that that the president is seeing the correspondence between suicide bombers in the two places. But as I say, it does provide a problem for him in the rest of the war on terrorism, where he is going to need Arab support. Vice President Cheney did go into the region and wasn't terribly successful in the last few weeks in trying to get support from Arab countries for some sort of action against Iraq, and this is certainly not helping it.
The president was here in Washington part of last week with a full schedule of domestic politics on the agenda.
Well, and a full schedule as he took to the road as well. He, of course, did a stealth signing of the campaign finance reform bill in his office, and then went off to do some significant fundraising and a lot of campaigning for Republican candidates, even Republican candidates who had supported his nemesis, John McCain, in the primaries in 2000. I think that President Bush is taking a page from President Clinton's book, trying to co-opt some Democratic issues and themes, stealing their agenda. That drives the Democrats quite crazy, but it drives some Republicans a little crazy, too, when they want a more purely conservative agenda. But, you know, as long as the president's out there helping them on the campaign trail and raising lots of money for them and keeping high approval ratings, they'll be happy.
NPR's Cokey Roberts.